by North Korea's new threats to call off a summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders telling reporters today,
"We've been prepared that these could be tough negotiations. The president is ready if the meeting takes place, and if it doesn't, we'll continue the maximum pressure campaign that's been ongoing."
North Korean officials now reportedly upset that they're being forced to get rid of their nuclear weapons, while the United States went forward with military exercises conducted with South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Officials in Hawaii are raising the warning level for the Kilauea volcano from orange to red as a massive ash cloud is billowing from its summit. The warning means an eruption with significant emission of ash is imminent. Four states holding primaries yesterday in a race of national interest. Pennsylvania Congressman Lou Barletta is going to be running against incumbent Senate Democrat Bob Casey in the November midterms. Barletta, the winner of a Republican Senate primary, easily outdistancing State Representative Jim Christiana. And Barletta spoke of his odds of beating Bob Casey.
"The media said that Donald Trump could not win in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania sent Donald Trump to the White House. I was also told that I would never be mayor, and I was mayor for three terms. They also told me I'd never beat a 26-year incumbent, and we beat a 26-year incumbent. And now they're saying that I'm not going to beat Bob Casey, and we're going to beat Bob Casey."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Gina Haspel's a step closer to becoming the head of the CIA as the Senate Intelligence Panel approved her nomination today, forwarding it to the full U.S. Senate for a confirmation vote. The vote in committee was 10-5. The Commerce Department says housing starts are down, new home construction falling 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes ticked up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell more than 11.3%, a sharp fall-off from March's 13.6% gain. Singers Dionne Warwick and Smokey Robinson, among a number of entertainers on Capitol Hill yesterday, pressing Congress to pass stronger copyright laws. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joining the two singers at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing were songwriters Josh Keir, singer Darlene Love, and Mary Wilson of the Supremes. They're putting their support behind Senator Orrin Hatch's Music Modernization Act. The act would establish a new music licensing organization responsible for making sure the copyright holders of music compositions are paid what they're due. Current copyright laws protects music produced after February 15, 1972.
And a Dutch art dealer discovers a painting by Rembrandt that hasn't been seen in 400 years. It's going on display in Amsterdam for a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently raining. The temperature is 65, and tonight we expect showers with fog with a low around 55. Thursday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms, possibly after 2 p.m., and then showers likely with thunderstorms Thursday evening. Friday, more showers with a high near 62. Friday night, showers with a low of 52. Saturday, showers. And Sunday, showers. Lots of rain. It is currently 12:06.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The embattled EPA chief Scott Pruitt is back on Capitol Hill answering questions at a hearing and saying he doesn't recall asking his security detail to drive him around using lights and sirens. In that hearing in the Senate, he also rejected reports that he personally asked for round-the-clock security as soon as he took office as EPA chief. The Trump administration says it's not surprised by North Korea's new threats to call off a summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders telling reporters today,
"We've been prepared that these could be tough negotiations. The president is ready if the meeting takes place, and if it doesn't, we'll continue the maximum pressure campaign that's been ongoing."
North Korean officials now reportedly upset that they're being forced to get rid of their nuclear weapons, while the United States went forward with military exercises conducted with South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I do hope that I am streaming live. It is something that I have been working on for several weeks, and I'm not sure if it's happening or not. Anyway, I am a licensed professional counselor, and I've got my master's in counseling, and I am
nationally certified as a counselor. To be a licensed professional counselor, you have to have your master's in counseling. So, I have my master's in counseling, and I apologize. I am playing with this because I want to make sure that I am streaming. As some of you know, I have issues with technology. Hence, there I am. I think I'm on. Am I on? This is April 4th. I don't know.
WHCR DB, the voice of business.
Anyway, nope, that's a different one. I apologize if I am not streaming live. Anyway, I will act as if I am. So my topic today is child abuse, and I should say technology abuse, but that's a different aside. So child abuse, I apologize. Child abuse. It is actually National Child Abuse Awareness Month. As I have said before, I do look at different things that are particular to a month and that apply to mental health, and I bring that to you. My purpose of doing Counselor's Chat is to engage the public, remove the stigma, encourage people to seek out mental health treatment. And mental health, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. So child abuse, you know, we all think of child abuse as children that have been beaten, sexually abused. Those are generally what we think of. And it's when a parent or caregiver, it could be a teacher, it could be an elder parent, it could be an uncle or an aunt, it could be a minister, it could be a neighbor, it could be a stranger. It's when there is abuse that is an act that may be physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual, sexual. It's when a child has experienced mistreatment, maltreatment, has been exploited in some way. So, physical abuse. It's when a child has had beatings, spankings, pushings, shoving, burns, hair pulling, just to name a few things. Black and blue marks, arm twisting, ear tugging. About 28% of adults report having been physically abused as a child. That's quite a lot. That's almost a third of American adults have been physically abused in some way. Then, of course, there's sexual abuse. Now, sexual abuse, oftentimes we think of either rape, incest, or even sexual molestation, but it's even more than that. Sexual abuse can be a child being exposed to sexual things before they are emotionally ready or intellectually ready to understand and process sexuality. It's a very powerful form of abuse because a child is used for sexual gratification or excitement for an adult. So, yes, it can be, you know, touching or whatever, but it can be making fun of a child's genitalia. It can be acting as the paramour for an adult. Emotional abuse is when a parent or caregiver harms a child's mental and social development, causing severe emotional harm. So emotional abuse is teasing someone to the point where they're in pain and beside themselves, okay, with frustration. Emotional abuse is when you tell a child not to feel their feelings. Don't you get angry with me. I'll give you something to cry about. Generally speaking, it's when there's a pattern of behavior that causes damage to a child over time, and that emotional abuse causes long-term effects in long into adulthood. Roughly 10% of adults report being emotionally abused as a child. Then there is child neglect. So the caregivers don't provide supervision, don't set up good boundaries, lack of clothing, don't teach children how to bathe, don't help them with their homework. Child is neglected emotionally, physically. Their safety is not checked. Medical neglect, so they don't go to the doctor when they're sick. Inadequate supervision, educational neglect. So there's a lot of areas of child neglect. Not getting meals on time, poor nourishment, not going to the dentist, not getting vaccinated when you're a child for different diseases. I also say that there is something called spiritual abuse. And spiritual abuse is when a parent sets themselves up to be the Godhead, or uses God as a threat, or does not provide the child with a spiritual grounding. So the child is not given that sense of awe, is not provided with a sense of empathy, is not given the opportunity to explore, to open up their lives, to connect with other people, to connect with themselves, to connect with the world around them. So when we look at the statistics, child abuse is pretty high. Now, some households that suffer from alcoholism or substance abuse or anger issues, they have a higher occurrence of child abuse. But that doesn't mean that other children do not have that. And child abuse can culminate in both short-term and long-term injury, emotional injury, physical injury, even death. And there are many times that children are unaware they are victims of child abuse. And I'll explain why. So if it's something that I've always received, I would never know that there's something wrong with it. So we live in a society right now where family dinners are not as important. Oftentimes kids eat alone in their rooms. Everybody's in their own room with their own TV, with their own gadgets. Very lonely, very alone. And if they're not doing that, then they're soccer, softball, lacrosse, ballet, Girl Scouts, music lessons, you name it. And we don't give the children that opportunity to be with the family. They don't learn how really to interact with other family members. And they spend either time apart from family or with family but completely alone, as I said, in their own rooms, or the whole family is on gadgets and nobody is interacting with each other. It's what I always had. Seems normal to me. However, no one has asked me about how I feel. No one has asked me about what I've learned. It looks more like neglect. I don't realize that I'm neglected. I mean, I'm getting fed. My clothes are washed. But I don't have that structure in my life as a child. And child abuse is widespread. It occurs in many cultures, ethnicities, income groups, doesn't matter. Wealthy as well as poor. And it's dangerous because part of what happens is a child's brain is developing and they're learning about life. They're learning that they can't trust. They learn about abuse and misuse. They learn poor boundaries. They have no sense of limits. And they grow up and then get jobs, interact with other people, get into relationships, clueless on how to negotiate relationships. Studies show that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 8 boys are sexually abused by the time they are 18 years old. And that approximately 1 in 20 children are physically abused each year. You know, we so often think of, again, sexual abuse as incest, fondling, but there is so much more to it. Exposing a child to things that they're not ready for. Forcing them to do something. Forcing them into voyeurism. Exposure to pornography. And there can be, again, I said spiritual, but there can be also religious abuse, especially when religious practices encourage medical neglect or extreme religious acts that can be considered child abuse. Honor killings, okay? So that would be in the Muslim culture. So if my daughter is 16 and she goes out and dates a boy, I may feel dishonored and I may kill her for dishonoring the family. That's abuse. Now, it's not always easy to recognize when a child is abused. Oftentimes we look for that black and blue mark. The burn marks, that kind of thing. But there are many other ways to notice if a child is being abused. So physical abuse, again, bruises, burns, fractures, head injuries that can't be explained or that are repeated. Oh, I bumped up against the stove, that's how I got this burn. Well, I bumped up against the stove, that's how I got this burn. Well, how many times are you going to bump up against the stove and get burned? Those types of things. Signs of sexual abuse can be nightmares, depression, unusual fears, attempts to run away, abdominal pain, bedwetting, urinary tract infections, genital pain or bleeding, sexually transmitted diseases, extreme sexual behavior that is inappropriate for a child of that age. So when you have a 4 or 5-year-old acting out sexually, chances are high that they may have been sexually abused. Emotional abuse. How do you recognize that? Well, a child's change in self-confidence. Headaches, stomach aches with no medical cause, abnormal fears, increased nightmares, attempts to run away, low self-esteem, self-hatred, self-molestation, cutting, hurting themselves in some way. And signs of emotional neglect can be failure to gain weight, not growing very well, desperate for affection, stealing food because they're hungry, dirty clothes, dirty hair, many things. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. I am going to check to see if I am streaming live. I hope I am. I got closer today. Hopefully we're on target. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in a few minutes after these commercial breaks.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. So I think I am streaming live. I was looking and I think I finally got that down, hopefully. Still with some help, but I got further along than I think I ever have. Anyway, I am talking today about child abuse. That child abuse is not just physical, and it is not just sexual. It's emotional. It's spiritual. It's neglect. It's intellectual. Now, what is intellectual abuse? Intellectual abuse is when you tell your child, you're stupid. You should know better. What's wrong with you that you don't know this? You're old enough to know. Think. You're not thinking. We expect children sometimes to act and be older than they are. And that can be abusive. I may be able to sit down and have a conversation with a child that is a pretty adult conversation. And yet at the same time, there are going to be aspects that this child does that are not thinking, they're not clear. You might think, I really can't. You didn't bring that up. How many times have I told you? Okay. So intellectual abuse is when we, and of course, not helping them with their homework, not seeing to their education, not telling them the reality of life. And I don't mean the sexual facts. It depends on their age for that. But when a child begins to think that they're stupid and they don't know anything, that is intellectual abuse. If your child has struggles in school, reading comprehension, dyslexia, it is up to you to see to it that your child gets the help they need. If your child has problems with focus, they may have some attention deficit. If your child has signs of autism, now a lot of times a child with autism may not start speaking until they're 3 or 4, and you might want to get that checked out. So examples of risk factors. Sometimes if a child does have disabilities, as I was saying, autism or reading comprehension, physical, mental issues, this child may have increases the stress on the caregiver. Caregiver may not be emotionally ready to carry such a burden and needs help. So that can be a risk factor. Social isolation of families can be a risk factor. So in some areas, you may have lots of farmland and a house, and lots of farmland and a house. So that increases the risk. Parents lacking understanding of the child's needs and child development. So again, I don't know, you're 12 years old. You should know better by now. Well, a 12-year-old may not. Okay, so that would be one of those things. Each child's needs are different. So you need to know what your child's needs are. That you can't put them all in a bucket list. If there is a history of domestic abuse in the family, so in other words, if I was abused as a child, there's a greater chance that I will abuse my children. Poverty and other socioeconomic disadvantages, such as unemployment. So the stress level within the family, the parents maybe feel very stressed. Family disorganization, disillusion, violence. Those things that may happen between parents, okay? Lack of family cohesion. Again, as I was saying, where family is very separate, each child is in their own room doing their own thing. There isn't that togetherness within the family. Substance abuse in the family. Now, last week I did talk about dysfunctional families, and I did talk about substance abuse. And part of what happens is oftentimes children have to adapt within these situations, take on roles to survive. And I'm going to say in any kind of family dysfunction, that does happen. Poor parent-child relationships, negative interactions. So parental thoughts and emotions supporting mistreatment and maltreatment of the children. parental stress and distress, including depression and other mental health conditions. So you may have a parent that's bipolar. You may have a parent with a narcissistic personality disorder. You may have a parent who is antisocial. You may have a parent who is depressed. These things will contribute to child abuse and community violence. So think of areas like inner city Chicago, gun violence, those types of things where a child could just be coming, walking home from school and get caught up into a gang. So there's that. I do want to talk a little bit about child trafficking, which is child abuse. So child trafficking includes kidnapping children and using children and youths to work fields, restaurants, family businesses, sell products, and sex trafficking. Forced to engage in acts of sex, generally by gang members, sometimes family members, sometimes strangers. Encouraging children to have sex for things like money or a place to stay, for transportation, and for drugs. Child trafficking is a real problem, and we need to be aware of it. There are actually laws against it, but that does not mean that it doesn't happen. We do have laws in this country about working, you know. So it's really important if you want to hire a child, you need to make sure they have papers, their age, and yeah, it's not a good thing. As I said, it's a pretty high percentage of children that are being abused in our society. We have the Division of Child Protection Services, which was once considered or called DIFES, Division of Youth and Family Services. You can call them if you think that there is an issue. Now, as a licensed professional counselor, by law, if I believe that a child is being abused in any way, I have to report that. There are four areas where I break confidentiality. And one of them is child abuse. One of them is elder abuse. Another one is, of course, suicide threats and homicide threats. So those are areas that, by law, I break confidentiality because it's my duty to protect. So, as I was saying, there are definite symptoms of child abuse. And you may notice, you know, teachers, I think, oftentimes are on the front line of noticing what's going on with children. Sometimes within the family, we have denial. The mother and or father are in denial of what's going on, so that they have no clue. They're not looking at it. It doesn't happen in this family. It's not uncommon if I grew up in a family where I was abused, that I will either become an abuser or marry an abuser, because it's familiar. I know how to do that. I know how to unfortunately interact with someone who is abusive. I don't like it, but it's familiar. I know how to handle it. And then I say this to clients all the time. The word family and familiar have the same root. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back to talk about what are some of the treatments for child abuse. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about child abuse. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor and also nationally certified as a counselor. If you are interested in getting counseling, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, .net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I work at not keeping a waiting list. If you're struggling with issues of depression, anxiety, addiction, obsessive-compulsive disorder, eating disorders, grief and loss, anger management, just to name a few things. I've been in this field for 33 years, and I've had a private practice here in Flemington for 18. You can also follow me on Counselor's Chat. So if you go on Facebook on Counselor's Chat, hopefully you will find that. You'll see past programs that I've done. Some of them are live streamed. You can see that. Some of them you have to go into the archives of the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and you could look at the date and the corresponding topic, and you can listen to one of my programs. My goal is to remove the stigma around seeking out mental health support and help. As a licensed professional counselor, I am considered a mental health care professional. I don't really like to think of mental illness, even though there is mental illness. Because I think that word tends to add to the stigma. And we really need to work at removing the stigma. So this is May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And if you think that you're struggling with depression or anxiety, please seek out some counseling. So back to child abuse. Is there treatment? Well, for the child, absolutely. If you think that the child is having physical issues, it's really important that you get that child into seeing a doctor. If the child may have a concussion or some type of sexual issue, a urinary tract issue, those kinds of things, you really need to make sure that your child is checked out, broken arms, all kinds of things. If it's determined that sexual abuse or physical abuse has occurred, then the medical person will intervene. It's very important that they do so, just as if you were bringing a child to me, and I think that there is real child abuse, I must intervene. It's also important to address the emotional impact of the abused on the abused child. So if you've recognized that your child has been abused and it has had some issues around it, it's really important that you get your child into counseling. In addition, if your child is in counseling, you also, as the parents, need to be in counseling. You need to find out what's going on in your family so that your child's in counseling, you are in counseling. If you have anger issues, if you have addiction issues, there's so many times I have clients say, well, you know, even though I was an alcoholic or a heroin addict, I was a good parent. You can't be. Only because your child has to adapt to living with a mood-altered adult. And it's scary. You know, you may not think that you're abusing your child when they're in the back seat and you're driving drunk. That is child abuse. And so you really need, as a family, you need counseling. If your child was abused by someone else, as a family, you need counseling to develop coping skills, learn how to support your child, to help them grow and move beyond it. Oftentimes, children of abuse grow up with post-traumatic stress. And so they have that issue hanging over them for their lives, and they need to learn how to deal with it. Sometimes if you know that you have, you know, let's say I think my family member, you know, not my immediate, but, you know, cousin or sibling is abusing their children, I may want to have a family intervention. And I would do that with a therapist because you want it to be safe. The reality is that child abuse is preventable. One of the things that we do not do is we do not do a good job of educating people on how to be healthy parents. Just because I observed my parent doesn't mean that I know how to parent. So I think that we need to encourage people before they have children to take some parenting classes, read books on parenting, deal with their own issues. So if I have an anger issue, I need to recognize that and learn how to deal with that so that I don't use my child as a punching bag. It's really important to get help because children are innocent to the abuse of the adult. And sometimes it could be other children that abuse, such as bullying and those types of things. So I'm not going to say it's only adults that abuse. Children do abuse other children. But the more you talk about it, the more aware you are of it, the more you seek treatment, the more you can work at preventing it. One of the things that's really important is giving your children the ability to feel their feelings and teaching them good coping skills. So if you are an abusive parent, remember you're teaching your children how to be abusive. If you are a bullying parent, you're teaching your children how to bully. If you are an addictive parent, you're teaching your children how to suppress their feelings through drugs and alcohol. If you want to be a parent, know what that means, because it is your job and you are responsible to provide a safe, caring, loving home so that your children grow up to be independent, responsible members of society so that they can have healthy relationships and then have healthy children for themselves. That's very important. So the more knowledge that you have, the better you can enhance your ability to be a healthy caretaker to meet the needs of your child. Again, if you think that there is abuse going on in your home, if you think that there is abuse going on even in the neighborhood kid or something's going on at school, you can dial 911, excuse me, to report abuse. You can tell your doctor, tell a teacher, tell a daycare provider. And definitely, you know, Child Protection Services here in New Jersey, give them a call if you think there's an issue. And they will open up a case and start an investigation. I've worked with them because I have had situations as a counselor where there's been child abuse. And it is our, as adults, our responsibility to see to it that children have a safe, healthy, happy childhood and learn how to be those adults that they can be productive in our society. So I hope this was helpful. There's so much to talk about all these subjects, and I feel like I just generally give a brief overview. I know I started a little bit later today, and that's again because I'm working on getting myself online here, and I think it worked. Hopefully I'll be able to do it again next week. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I do wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump responded to North Korea's threat to cancel the meeting with Kim Jong-un and President Trump next month at their historic summit. The president said he will still insist on denuclearization. Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's nominee to head the CIA, won the backing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, paving